Hello, everybody, and welcome to our office hours call for the month of December 2019. This is our last office hours call for the year. It's also the last office hours call for the decade. We're about to go into a transition at the end of this month in just a few short weeks, maybe three more weeks left in the decade, and we've got to start a whole new decade. I would love to hear from you guys in the chat as we draw upon the close. I mean, this is the last call of this type for the year, for the decade. What is it you want to bring into this new decade? What is it that you want to accomplish in this new decade? How is it you want to feel as we head into this new decade? I'm looking forward to hearing some of your responses. So these are our calls where you can come and bring questions about your health, about, you know, particular programs that you're in with us, about the modules that are in there, about protocols for things. If there's anything off limits, like you want a diagnosis, I will have to draw the line there, but I'm happy to help and support you in whatever it is that you're feeling. If you are a health practitioner, I just want to remind you that these calls are for you to ask questions about you. This is the self-care part of the program that we have for health practitioners. All of our health practitioner programs have a self-care part because we believe that in order to best serve your clients, you need to be serving yourself. So if you have questions about your own health, feel free to ask that. I mean, if it happens to be about a child or a mother or something, but we're not here to answer questions about your clients. Those are the calls that we have every month for you guys. So because it gets over people's heads when you start to ask real technical questions, it's just not the right time. So just want to remind you that. I know some people like to do that. All right. So the way that this works, I'm going to start with the questions that have been submitted in advance on the Q&A. Then I'll go to the line. I'm going to put the hands down because I think somebody raised their hands, and that way I'll know if you have a question or a comment. So what I want you to do is if you have a question or a comment, if you want to share a success or a challenge, if you just want to say hi on the phone, just do a *2, and that raises your hand. If you're on the chat or the Q&A, you can type into either. Know that the chat is a multi-way conversation that's between you and all the people on the call and me. So the Q&A is a one-way conversation. It's basically you can put in a comment or question for me. I'm going to ask you a favor, though. If you have multiple questions, please put them in separate times. So put your one question and then hit submit, another question and submit. Because a lot of times when people have a lot of questions, they put this long chat in, and the way that it comes through to me, there's no formatting, there's no spacing, it's just this big glob. And I personally get overwhelmed when I see a lot of text all pushed together without spaces, and then it's hard for me to focus, it's hard for me to really pull out what your questions are. So one question per. Also mention which program you're in. That way I know what resources you have access to, and I can send you a link to, or I can send you a direction as to where to find more details. All right, so I'm gonna go to Q&A first. Let's see, we've got several questions. All from the same person, and thank you, Patty, for putting them into separate places. You have six questions. Oh, no, I said this too soon. You have six questions all in one. That's going to be hard. So, oh, but you put numbers between them. So let me do my best here. When I complete the action steps of IRSPT Module 9, this is not the question for that. So I need you to hold that question for an NEPT call or an IRSPT call. I'm going to have to very politely ask you not to that you'll have to ask those on another call. You asked this question. I can answer. Are hemp seeds shelled or unshelled better? I have never seen them shelled. I know that because of the legalities of sprouting hemp seeds, you know, because what they can turn into in the U.S., I thought you only could get the shelled and the chopped up ones. So, yeah. And if you could get them unshelled, then you definitely would soak them before. What makes up wild greens? That's a great question. Wild greens could be stuff like, let's see, things that grow in your purslane is a wild green. Lamb's quarters is a wild green. What's it just called? The plantain is a wild green. So anything that grows out in the wild without really having to be planted and cultivated. And a lot of that, dandelion, wild green. A lot of the things that people consider weeds are actually super, super nutritious. Suggestions of brands you use for green brown algae. There's several. I have used Klamath Lake. I have used Health Force Nutritionals. What else have I used? You know what? Those are the main ones that I use. No, E3 Live. They have the live living algae that you can get, and it's frozen in containers, and you defrost it and you drink it. Or they have powdered versions. Is that better than fish oil? Well, that depends, okay? So fish oil contains preformed EPA and DHA. Algae contains it in smaller quantities. So I personally, when I take omega-3 supplements, I take algae oil. It is more expensive to do that because it's not as concentrated. So you may have to take like three times as much if you're taking capsules of the oil as you would for fish oil. But if you're actually talking about the algae itself, I think it's just there's a limit to how much you can take. So if you're needing very high therapeutic doses, it's going to be more difficult. But I personally, as much as possible, will use the algae. I'm going to see if there's anything else in there. Okay, yeah, so the other questions are in-depth, and we'll talk about those on many other calls. Diana, I just ordered a Dutch test through the lab page on the Dr. R site. How do I get the extra test strips for the urine test from them? I didn't see a place on the order form to request, nor did I have a place. So when you get your kit, I don't know if we have an ability to order the extra strips, or if you have to do that. That's a great question, and I'm going to defer that question to Angelica to see if she can find that out. Okay, Patty, what do you think of the test called Gut Intelligence by Viome? Can you order a fatty acid test? Okay, so I have not been thoroughly convinced of the usefulness of tests, the Viome and all that. They are supposedly improving them. I haven't found the reports to be especially useful for me yet. How can you order a fatty acid test as a patient through Genova without a doctor's order? Go to our website. You should have a link to that when you go to the Unstoppable Health website. There's a place called Lab Testing, and we have it there. You can order it, and we're basically the ordering doctor. Once you're further along in our NEPT program, you will be added to the list of practitioners that, oh no, not with Genova. They don't allow that. So for now, you have to order it through us, or you can go to directlabs.com and you can order it there. They do have a big markup on it, though. I think they charge like close to $200, and I think it's like $150 on our site because we don't do the big markups like everybody else does. I don't know why, but that's the way it goes. Yeah, Patty, it's okay. So tell the other tests for the NEPT call. I think we have one next week. David, in Batty Balance, Lynn clarified me why it is suggested not to drink a lot during a meal. I did want to check my recollection. Is there more to not drinking during a meal than letting saliva combine with food? Yeah. So it's good to let the saliva combine with the food, as you mentioned, because it's concentrated. But also, once it gets into the stomach, it into the intestine, you're diluting the activity of the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes. So if you drink too much, I sip water with meals. It's no big deal, especially if you're eating a really dry meal. But if you're eating a big meal and you drink a lot of water or other kind of beverage with that, you could dilute the salivary the whole digestive enzyme process. Yep, so that's pretty much what you're saying. Let me refresh again. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the who's here. Raise your hand, star two guys. I love to talk to you. I love to talk to real people instead of just reading. So please do. Remember to mention to me which program you're in. And okay, now I'm going to chat to see what's in here. So for the answers to what you want to get, what you want in the new decade, Diana, renewed health, life, and joy, yes. And Lynn, lots of joy. And Sisono, did I say that right? Renewed health and peace. That's beautiful. When a person says they don't like sunshine, oh, this is a question. When the person says, from Gail, they don't like sunshine and they feel weird in sunlight but can't elaborate on what that might signify. Clues for anything. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know. And again, that's a client question more than a trying to get their vitamin D up besides supplements. Yeah, you know, there may be that their skin is very sensitive and they're sensing that. They may be photophobic, meaning their light is sensitive. Their eyes are sensitive. Yeah, so Gail, I'm going to defer your questions to come to one of the practitioner calls to ask that because it's about a client. I see Emanuela. I see Lynn say, love it, Emanuela, but I don't see anything from Emanuela. Lynn says, shelled hemp seeds are really tough to cook with. You mean in the shell? So, you know, it's interesting because they're shelled and unshelled. When they're in the shell, they would be difficult to cook with or to use. When they're outside the shell, which is usually what we call shell, that means the shell has been removed. I have never seen hemp seeds that weren't already shelled. Lynn, my mantra for this week, I thank myself for all my hard work. I bring in balance to my daily life. Very good. Diana, so ask Angelica. We'll put the question on the Facebook page. Great. Lynn says, I've called Precision Analytics in the past and they just sent more strips. You often have to pay for them. Yeah, they'll usually charge you for an extra strip. I think my kit shipped today and I want to get this done quick. Yeah, so when you get the kit, for sure, you should have it, but go to their website. You should be able to see that there. Oh, Sisono. I like it. Lynn just gave you the phone number, Diana. Yay. Sisono is Emanuela. There you go. And Lynn knew that. So Lynn Quirin said, I signed up for Body Balance, but have just returned from travel, haven't begun it yet, just finishing fasting with food. Yeah, and, you know, I didn't expect anybody to really start it before the holidays, but you have access to the site, Lynn, and you have access to the calls starting in, this one's just like a bonus, but January would be when your 9 months of calls start. So you'll have them January through. Actually, I think it gave you the 10, so January through October. We always give you a little extra. Whole hemp seeds are crunchy and difficult to eat because of the fibrous outer shells. Where do you find them, Lynn? I've never seen whole hemp seeds. I just assumed it was because of the, you know, if you have them in the shell, you can sprout them, and then they can grow into marijuana plants, and that's illegal in the States. All right. So I have a hand up. I have a Santa Cruz Light Surf in Santa Cruz. Hello, Light Surf.
Light Surf? Is that
That's
Anya?
That's how you came across. What's your name?
Anya.
Oh, Anya. Hi, Anya. Yeah, it comes across as Light Surf.
Wow, interesting.
Yay.
I have a new phone, so I don't really know how things work. But anyway, I have a question about the 23andMe report.
Yep.
So I got it, but I don't know how to share it with you, and I don't know if I have seen everything on it or.
Okay, good. So, you know, I don't care about these 23andMe reports. I hate the 23andMe reports. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to download your Gold Plus, so you get this with no extra charge. download your raw data. And the way you do that is you go up in the right-hand corner where your little picture of you is, or your little icon for you, and there's a drop-down, and it should say Browse Raw Data. Once you hit that, you come to a page, and somewhere on that page, they keep changing it, you'll see Download Raw Data. You do all the security stuff. You have to put your password in again, blah, 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 and then they send you an email to say when it's ready, and it'll be a zip file. So it's a zip file that you will send to me. Actually, the better way to do it is to just upload the zip file to your Google Drive. Okay. And then once you do that, just shoot an email and say, hey, I did this. So send it to erc@drritamarie.com and say, hey, this is Anya. I just uploaded my 23andMe raw data. We'll then go ahead and run a report with genetic detoxification, and we'll load that back in there, and that's the one that we'll review on our call.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And if there's any others that I think, any other reports, then I'll just give you some instructions when I look at it. If I think that critically, oh, I really want to see something from one of the other reports, then I'll just tell you to do that. Generally, those reports run about $30, and you upload your raw data to them, and they run these reports. The stuff on 23andMe is pretty useless.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I might have to ask Lynn about how to do it again. Lynn, okay. Is that okay?
She'll help you. And also on the, if you go to the nutrigenomics module in ERC, on, I think it's the very first section of that module, it has instructions for how to do that. So if you need a
Okay, great.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Great. I'm looking forward to getting you on the calendar and looking at that.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. A lot there.
I think there was a problem for me, but oh, we'll talk later.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. I'm a little discombobulated. I switched my monitors. I have two, and one of them, the touch screen stopped working, and that was my main one. So I swapped it with my other one. But the one that was my main one has the speaker in it. So as I'm looking at the screen here, I'm hearing the sound of people's voices from the other, from the right side. And it's like, well, it's a little discombobulating, but it works. All right. So I see no more hands up, but go ahead and do it. Star 2 will raise your hand. And I'm going to go back and see who else has got questions submitted on the web or Q&A. Let's see. All right, let me see. All right, so David, another question from David in BB, Body Balance. I'm having trouble choosing a liquid DHEA so I can do frequent low dose instead of 25. Oh, yeah. The one that I tend to like the best is the BioMatrix. BioMatrix, you can get them, you can do it through the Dr. Supplement store that we've given you links to, and we can put that in the chat again, and I'm looking to see what's in it. It's rice bran oil, I'm looking at the estriol, but it's the same kind of thing, mixed with vitamin E and mixed tocopherols. It's all that's in there, and they're really, really, effective, and it's only like 1.2 milligrams per drop. I generally don't want anybody taking more than, I usually do anywhere from 1 to 5 drops 3 times a day, so depending on what's going on, so no more than 15, but usually it's more like in the 2 to 3 drops. Okay, yeah, so I would try that. And yeah, if you need the number, just write in the chat and let me know if you need the go to unstoppablenutrients.com. Unstoppablenutrients.com. And that'll ask you to log in. It'll ask you who your provider is. You'll put my name in. And I think it's I think they require you to have my code, which I never remember. Maybe they don't. Maybe you just have to put it in. I should keep the card handy. If anybody knows, if you have a question on it, just post it in the Body Balance Facebook group, and we'll make sure we get it to you. David says, I noted a mention that magnesium stearate and other binders fillers should be avoided. Most of my supplements have these. I'm using more in liquid form and just deal with the felt taste. Should I be changing brands and even using more liquids? You know, I would say it's not like this urgent, oh my God, it's going to kill you kind of thing, but I just prefer it. It does interfere with the absorption, especially if you have problems with fat-soluble things, you know, with absorbing fats. So I would say little by little, just move it over, and liquids and powders are going to be absorbed in general, going to be absorbed better. So I would recommend that. All right, so that was it for the Q&A. Let's see what's in the chat. Susono says, herpes, third outbreak this year, starts with earache, kind of quivering or shivering along the body, indigestion, nausea. Only after that, the tingling under nose, how to prevent or fight it or boost immunity. Yeah, okay, so there's a lot there. And number one, you've got to be careful. If it's an outbreak on your lips, do not ever, ever, ever go outside when there's sunshine, or even if it's, you know, even filtered sunshine, without sunscreen on your lips, because the sun will trigger it for sure. Okay, stress will trigger it, right? So you need to be really super careful in doing your heart math and your meditation and your deep breathing, because that will definitely trigger the outbreaks. Looking at your immune system. So looking at vitamin A and D and E, what's your vitamin D doing, right? Make sure that all of those nutrients that are involved in immunity are there. In the vital community, I don't know which program are you in, Susono Emmanuel. Are you in Body Balance? There should be some, she's in NEPT. Oh, okay, so you have access to everything. Okay, good. So you can go into the immune system module. You can go into any of the vital calls that are related to the immune system, but basically essential fatty acids important, vitamin D is important, vitamin C, vitamin A, and stress. Those are the main things that I can think of. Being careful about not too much chocolate or arginine-containing foods can sometimes, it's more likely to trigger something like a shingles, but they have some relationships with each other. And can there be emotional, spiritual component to it? Absolutely, that's what we said about the stress. Yeah, the chocolate, I know. That's one of my downfalls, too. Got to be careful. Right, and the sun, I know for a fact that that will happen to me if I don't. So, yeah, so the stress under control and the chocolate under control and all that. Yeah, good luck with that. I know it's pain. Let's see on the Q&A, who else? Okay, good. David, this is a good question. Does combining all my liquid supplements at one time matter? Do they chemically interact in the water? So some things will interact with each other. Magnesium, zinc, probably not the best to take together. Ashwagandha is fine, chromium, selenium, potassium. I think I would separate out the zinc from those. I think all the rest can be done together. I would separate out the zinc by about 15 minutes. Suggestions in dealing with the taste of the liquids. Yeah, so here's what I do. I hate the taste of the magnesium, and I have another mineral thing that I don't like. So what I do is I put it in a cup, and I put as little water as I can tolerate to get it down, but then I'll put a little bit of vitamin C powder in there. Number one, it helps improve the absorption, and number two, it helps dissipate the taste. You can also add a few drops of liquid stevia or lohan or something like that, cinnamon, anything that you like the flavor of that you could cover, but use as little water as you can get away with and just scarf it down. Yeah. Powders, you generally dissolve them in water. Vitamin C, I usually will do like a teaspoon of, or let's say a half a teaspoon of vitamin C in maybe 4 ounces to 8 ounces of water, right, to let it dissolve. If it's powders like in ashwagandha and other herbs, my favorite way is to make a beverage. So I'll put them in the blender and I'll put something fatty like maybe almond butter or coconut or avocado or something like that, blend it together with those herbs. And I usually like to add hot water and make it like a tea in the winter. In the summer, I just do it cold and maybe put ice and make it like more like a smoothie. Let's see. Okay, good. Let me look. Hands, whose hand's up? I don't know if you put your hand back up or if I just didn't put it down. I thought I put it down, Anya.
Oh, I put my hand back up.
You did? Okay, good. What's up?
So, you made a comment one time about the Freestyle Libre, about not liking it. So what is your thoughts with it?
Well, I had said that I didn't like the 14 days. I've only tried the 14 day twice, I had been doing the 10 day for a long time and it was very consistent. I got the 14 day because they stopped making the 10 day. And I still like 24 hours left on the 10 day. So I had that on one arm and I put the other, because usually they have like a 24 hour period or some length of time that it takes. So I was used to that with the 10 day. It says it takes 24 hours to calibrate. So I figured I'll keep the one here and I'll put the other one on my other arm. They were so different. It was just maddening how different they were. So while they say to you that the 14 day you can put on and within an hour you can read it, in reality, it didn't even get close to being accurate for about 24 hours and usually 48. So I found that to be the case. It was erratic. So I said, okay, maybe it was a bad sensor or whatever. So I got another one and I tried it again and it was the same thing, but it was worse during the 24 to 48 hour period. Like my blood sugar is pretty consistent. And I know that if I eat avocados and lettuce, my blood sugar is not going to go up to 150, but it did on this thing, right? So I knew it was off, but it seemed like it stabilized after about, let's just say 48 hours to be safe. So even though it was a 14-day sensor, it was really a 12-day sensor. It kind of is more expensive. It's not just proportionally more expensive than the 10. It was like double the 10.
Really?
So that's why I got frustrated with it, and I haven't used it. I plan to try it again, but I keep holding out that there's going to be something else that's going to come out that's better, because there's been a lot of talk and there's a lot of research on it. And I'll probably try it again after the first of the year. But, you know, it just frustrates me. But the thing that it does do is gives you some sense of it. After that 48 hours of erraticness, it can give you some clues. Right? It may not be exactly right. I always double check, not every time, but spot check with what I know is a reliable meter because I've been using it for
years. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got one, you said, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, finally. And I love being able to check it, and I have seen some patterns, but I've been wondering about it too. So,
wondering if it's accurate, you mean?
Yeah.
I usually also use my ketone levels to assess, because I kind of have an idea when my ketones are at a certain point, my blood sugar is going to be, you know, it's fairly consistent, except, you know, if it's right after eating with the ketones. But I can tell. And if I test my ketones and I have a ketones of 2.1, and I test my blood sugar and it's 120, 140. I'm like, it doesn't match up. It just doesn't match up.
If my
ketones are going to be 2.1, my blood sugar is going to be in the 70s or 60s. So that's how spot check them.
Okay.
Probably within another couple of years, we're going to have this amazing stuff because I know there's a lot of research that's about to pop with this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Now I'll go down.
All right. Now it's down. All right. Nobody else has a hand up. Let's go look back at the Q&A in the chat. So Q&A. Okay. Nothing new there. And chat. Let's see. Lynn, you never asked where do you get, answered, where do you find hemp seeds that are still in the shell. I've never seen them anywhere. Let's see. I got the herpes part. Lynn put up the nutrigenomics page for you, Anya. Blood sugar monitoring. What glucose monitor do we recommend now? Low cost option preferred. I have a chart. So the one that at the lowest cost that's reasonable is the Relion Prime from Walmart. It's a little higher, like 5 to 10 points higher consistently, but here's the thing, it's consistent. It's very consistent. I can test 5 times in a row and it's all gonna be within the same range. Some of the others I tested, they were all over the map. So in the insulin resistance part of the IRSPT, or just go to Sweet Spot, you have access to that. There's a chart in there of all the blood sugar meters that I tested out. So that's, and I've been recommending people get the Keto Mojo just because it's a combined and it has ketones plus, but it's a little more expensive. It is about $50 versus like $10 for the other. Bulk hempwarehouse.com. Hemp seed grant. Wow, I've never seen. Let's see. Are they sproutable, Lynn? Have to order me some and see. Hemp seed grains for pure pressing and processing into oil. Only available, prior to this, we've only been able to offer the whole sterilized seeds. However, now that industrial hemp products are being grown and produced in the USA. So I guess this is hemp that does not grow into marijuana. It's hemp that would grow into the what they use in clothing. Okay, hemp planting seeds are yield value. Planting seeds are first generation, therefore we choose higher quality seeds. Interesting. And what do you do with these? If you said they're too crunchy to use, they're good in oils, but if you're not going to be pressing them, because we don't have the equipment at home, right, to do the pressing, healthy assortment, what are they used for? Press your own hemp oil. We're not going to do that. Educational and more. Oh. So it doesn't look like as much, it doesn't look like they're meant for eating. But good to know that they're there. But I think, you know, to do pressing, I wonder if the, I don't know if the shells are bitter, but I was just wondering if the thing in the K-Tech that has that twister jar, I wonder if that would make butter out of it. You grind them for things like milk. Whoops. I don't hear you anymore. Am I still, are you guys still hearing me? Somebody's at my door. Give me a second. I don't want the dog to keep barking. No, it's just the package. All right. Stopped. Okay. Can you guys still hear me? It looks like Lynn said she can't hear me. You hear me? Okay. Yeah, so maybe refresh. Tell her to refresh. Good idea on the hemp butter. I'll order some and I'll try it. They're only like $5 a pound or something. What did it say? Yeah, $5.28 a pound. I'll give it a try. Are they organic? Are they, you know, that's the only other thing. If they're not organic, then I'd be concerned about pesticides on the outside. There's your they do have certified organic ones. All right, we'll look at that. Cool. Thank you, Lynn. All right, so we're going to go to no more hands up. Okay, so here we go. David, been trying for 2 months to regain 5 pounds I lost when decreasing glucose peaking foods such as grains and pineapple during Sweet Spot, plus changes to supplements. I'm trying sports bars from Garden of Life and another one with sprouted veggies. Any other? Yeah, so David, the gaining weight is always the hard, is always harder than losing weight for some. If you have a very high metabolism, you don't want to overdo. But I would say this is a case where I'm not a big oil fan, but it may be helpful to throw in like a tablespoon of coconut or MCT oil to your smoothies and things like that. It may be helpful to look at, I would put all your stuff in chronometer. And see what is the what are the amount of calories, macro and micronutrients that you're getting. And then I would look at how can I add 300 healthy calories there. I don't know the sports bars from Garden of Life, but the bars are generally easy ways to add foods, as are like nut butters, unless you really have a problem with the fat. Avocado is a good way to add it. and you can add those to your smoothies and stuff like that. And if you want to get on the phone, just raise your hand. I don't see you there. Where are you? I see Patty, Diana, Anya, Lynn, and Matt. Oh, there you are. I'll open your line if you want to ask. David?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, you can hear me. Kind of still says muted.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, beautiful. So have you put your numbers in Chronometer or another app to figure out how many calories a day you're getting?
I have not.
Okay. So this is what most of the folks who have been underweight that we've worked with have done. You put the numbers in, and you do it for 3 days just to see if you have some consistency. And then you go, okay, if I were to put in an extra 300 to 500 calories a day, how can I do that in a healthy way that's not going to bloat me and make me, you know, feel like I'm over the top stuffed?
Okay.
Right? And not throw off your blood sugar. And so that's what I would recommend you do. And then again, you know, liquidy stuff is easier, right? When you put things into the blender, right? Putting an avocado in the blender with a smoothie or a soup or something like that adds extra calories without you really feeling it as much.
Okay.
You know, as far as what those foods are, I think it's a matter of preference, right? As long as it's not raising your blood sugar, and as long as it's not causing you indigestion, it could be any of those things. Now, if you find that, you know, it's generally the higher fiber. The reason the blending is the blending breaks down the fiber somewhat, so you don't feel as full, right? You can eat, you can drink a whole lot more in a smoothie than you can eat in a salad bowl, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it could be partly related to using a lot of slippery elm and marshmallow root and chia and flax that make things move through me without getting the calories into my body.
Well, that could be too. That's why I want you to go ahead and test, like see what you're getting, right? If you're getting an abundance of calories. A lot of people who are underweight think they're eating a lot, and then when we look and like, oh, 1,100 calories, that's not a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
I have meals delivered from thistle.co, and their salads and other things that they're keeping the calories down on. So
That might be it. So I would look at that. In terms of the speed of which things go through you, in the digestion module, module two, I think that is, part one of that, there's an instructional sheet on how to determine your transit time.
Yeah, my transit time when I was younger and the first time I measured was 36 hours to 3 days, and now it's 24 hours.
24 hours is perfect, so I don't think it's going through you too fast. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would look at the numbers of calories. You may just have a higher metabolic rate. Maybe you are eating 2,000 calories, and
I am on a what my doctor says is a fairly high dosage of thyroid medicine. But when I lower it, I get sleep. Well, even without lowering it, I'm sleepy all day. So I need to work the adrenals module as well. So
right.
I have plenty of homework to do.
Yeah, it's just little by little, we optimize how the body's functioning. But in the meantime, the easy thing to do to start is just see how many calories you're eating, and it may be revved up because of the thyroid hormone, and you just may need to eat a little bit more, and I usually find that 300 to 500 calories extra a day will do it. Will do the trick.
All right.
Okay?
Pay attention to that then. That's a good
start. Yeah. Awesome, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see who else. 450. Okay, we're good. Okay, let me see if any more hands are up. Let's see, chat. Let's see what else we have. Oh, good. You found some. Oh, that looks like in Europe, hemp seeds, UK provider. Cool. Thank you. And now you can hear us again, Lynn. Good. So any more questions, comments? I'd love to hear what your plans are for keeping healthy during the holidays and avoiding those temptations of all the treats. Like for me, I'm going on Saturday evening. I have a group of women that we've been getting together as a women's group. You're gonna laugh at this. Since my older son was a year old, so 20 years and a half, and every Christmas, we get together and we do a combination, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, solstice type celebration together. And we do like a round robin of a gift thing, you know, when you go around, we do this thing where we sing, and then when the music stops, you get whatever gift you have in your hand, as long as it's not the one you brought. That's kind of fun. But the food, right? They love their food. They love their wine, and they love their chocolate cake. And some of them are getting more conscious of it. But for the most part, it's not food that I choose to eat. So for me, what I do is I always make something fun to bring, right? So I'm thinking I might do it if I get kept the time, is to make one of my famous cheesecakes, which I made on, I made after the last show, but I include the Vital Show, and I included the recipe in there. And it's this beautiful cake. It's sitting in my freezer, but I don't think I want to do that one. I might do that one and then just make my husband another one, because I've been promising that one to my husband that he's out of town. Anyway, but making special things that come out tasty and seem like they're treats, but they are made with healthy ingredients, and always having that around so that if you go to somebody's place, if you're having a meal at someone's home, I think it's really great. Okay, so I am going to, I've been so busy this week, I haven't gotten it out, but tomorrow probably we'll send out a link to a recipe guide, a holiday. It's called Plant Powered Keto for the Holidays. In fact, I can give you the link right now. Let me give you guys the link right now. I'm going to find it because it's ready to go. It was finalized yesterday. Fasting with food. Let me find it. I think fasting with food, where is it? There's a lot of, I'm looking for the link. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, you know what? I gave it to a Facebook person to put up. Let me find it. I don't know if she put it up at all today. She was going to post it today. All right. Nancy. It's, nope, that's the wrong link. That's the Facebook only link. Where would I find it? Just don't remember where it is. Okay. I'm going to say keto. It's a really nice collection of low glycemic books. Pretty nice. Where is it? Something's really cool, kooky. All right, let me find it one more place I'm going to look. And if not, I'll have to send you guys an email. But, or you'll just have to wait till tomorrow when I send the email out. All right, I'm going to get it. I know where I can find it. I have to go in the back end. All right, so if I go to this. And I go to... here we go. Should be one of the last ones. Here we go. Plant powered keto recipes. Here we go. So it's drritamarie.com/plant powered keto. I'm going to put it in this. And that's a holiday recipe book. Oh, I got mine. Yeah, how interesting. Back up onto out of the chat. So here, go there and you'll be able to download that book. I also have a much more extensive book, which costs like $20 or something on my website, and it's called Healthy Holiday Traditions. And it's got all my favorite recipes. And I haven't converted all of them to low glycemic, so there are still a fair number of them that have dates and things like that. So if you're really sensitive, here's a trick. So if there's dates in a recipe and you want to substitute, you add an equal quantity. So say it's 2 tablespoons of dates blended up. You'd add an equal quantity of chia gel with some lohan or stevia in it for the sweetness. So it gives it the gooiness plus the sweetness. Anyway, you should have fun with that. That book that I just put up there, thank you, Lynn, that's Winter Holidays. The Plant Powered Keto for the Holidays book that has in there some gingerbread cookies that are similar to the one in the winter holidays, but it's been converted. It's got a cheesecake, I think. No, maybe not. Maybe that doesn't have the cheesecake, but it's got a bunch of recipes that I think you'll like. Okie dokie, let's see. Temptations, make holiday options at home and take to the event. Yes. Also, there's a free, maybe it's a few dollars on my website. It's called Blitz That Belly, and that's all low glycemic stuff, but also ideas for how do you navigate the holidays? How do you navigate the stress pieces of the holidays? How do you simplify your shopping, even down to gift giving ideas, you know, in terms of certificates and service and all that. It's a really, really fun kind of book that I wrote probably about 5 years ago, but it's on the website right now, drreadandmarie.com. And if you go to drreadandmarie.com/book, I think you just go to drreadandmarie.com, click on the book link, and then you, there's, I think there's a page that says holiday. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I'm going to go there and see. So you go to drreadandmarie.com, you click on across the top where it says books, and then on books, I think it might have, it has links to all my books at the top. Healthy Holiday Traditions is there, and then Blitz That Belly is there too. There's no sales page or anything for that. It's just a link here. Let me put that in there. Because I was a food addict, always have been, and holidays have always been hard for me. So I created a lot of really fun recipes. Oops. Oh, and Lynn also put up a healthy eating for the holidays from our Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Would that leave scars? What's this about scars? Oh, the finger testing. I just like testing on my fingers as a massage therapist, hygiene both ways. CGM. Right now, CGM is the only other viable option. They've been talking about this for years, and I keep waiting. Something that uses tears. And also looking at like a saliva type thing, but you know, it's been in research for a long time. So right now, the CGM is the only other option to poking. And you can certainly do it on your toes. If you're afraid for your fingers for being a massage therapist, you can do it on your toes as well. Unless you have bad calluses, in which case the needle might not go through. Let's see. Who else has some ideas they want to share for holidays, staying healthy? Nobody there. Anybody have a hand up? Star two? Okay. Nothing? All right. Well, I just want to say, I'm going to look at the calendar for the next week or so. I think the next couple of weeks we're gearing into the holidays. I'm having a Facebook Live tonight. Go to the Unstoppable Health Facebook group. If you're not a member, join it. You should join it. And I'm going to be doing it's going to be a really fun and lively Facebook Live at 7 p.m. Central tonight. That's about 2.5 hours from now. And it's with Dr. Marisol, who calls herself the Queen of Thrones. She's a riot. She's a hoot. But when you talk about castor oil packs, and how to use them to help with bowel problems, to help with nervous system problems, to help with constipation, obviously, and hormone balance. So we're going to talk about all that related to castor oil packs at 5 o'clock. We just did the Fasting with Food Challenge. I know a lot of you did. And from the Fasting with Food Challenge, you know, some people had some detox symptoms and want to know how to avoid that. And she has some ideas for that. And how to increase your cleansing capacity. So that's tonight. Next week, Monday night, we have the Fasting with Food Ongoing Success webinar. We're going to review how to do the Fasting with Food Challenge and then how to go onward. You know, like what do you do moving onward with that? So we had tried to do this webinar a couple of weeks ago and we had horrible, horrible time of it. Because of the web. Emails didn't go out to remind people, but also, I think this is it. Yeah, but also there was so many tech issues during it, I kept getting bumped out, and then I was in twice, so we're doing it again, because hardly anybody got there. Now we have 1,000 people signed up for it. Last time we only had 40, show up because nobody got the reminders for it. So I'm going to give you the link if you want to sign up for it. Okay, well, I've got, let me go here, and I'm going to click Fasting with Food. Copy to the clipboard. And I'm going to go here. There we go. Yeah, so if you click that link, that'll get you to register. You can choose either between Monday or Friday. You'll have a choice. I'm going to do it twice, once during the day, once in the evening, in case you can't make it. And we're going to go through a lot of what you can do next. I'm excited about it. What else is there next week? And that, I mean, we're getting towards the holidays. We have, for ERCers, you'll get a newsletter tomorrow with a lot of different stuff coming up. For everybody else, if you're not in the Vital community, I suggest you go join it. You'll get a special offer to join it from when you download that book that I just gave you for the keto for the holidays book. I have a special offer for you for the holidays, but we're doing a Vital show on the 21st, Vital Healing Kitchen, called Warming Up with Hearty Soups. It's one of my favorite times of year for soups. And then we're moving into Christmas. Yay. All right, guys. So let me see if there's any other questions. Nothing. Q&A. No more. Okay. And then I'll look to see if anybody's hands are up. And no. Oh, Carol. Okay, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Eva Marie. Sorry, this is the last minute. Okay, so I do want to join because the Vital Health community, to stay in touch with everybody still. I didn't join any more programs after this. So I'm on the phone right now. So to get the link to get the book and all that, would that be on the email that gets sent?
If you want to get the book, here, write this down, the new book that we just came out with, drrevamarie.com.
Okay.
Forward slash.
Okay.
Plant powered keto. Plant powered keto.
Keto. Okay. I had to work, so I got on late. So thank you. Okay.
Yeah. No just problem. Go there.
And then I can go there, and then to stay in touch. Then I could join the the Vital community then too, for foods and all that. Right. I mean, is that the only way? And what is the Unstoppable Health? I can still do that again?
Yeah, you can go to the Unstoppable Health Facebook group. What program have you been in, Carol?
I've been in the sweet spot, and then I did the keto things, and then I did the body balance. I just got done with the body balance.
Body balance. That's right, body balance.
Yeah.
So with the Vital, if you renew on body balance, we're going to give you a year of a free year of Vital on Yeah, if you do that. Otherwise, you can join it. You just pay to join it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, well, thank you. Sorry, I got on late. I just got on.
Yeah,
late.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I love all everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. So I'm going to take care. If I don't talk to you guys before that, have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Solstice. Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate. I saw somebody do a sign that said, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah Kwanzaa, or something like that to you. Something like that. So it's all combined. Like, it's all one. I think it's a season here, you know, and it starts with Thanksgiving, really, of gratitude and connection, and a time when we really want to be focusing on the real meaning rather than just the food. And so many times we get caught up with the Thanksgiving feast, and then everybody's making all the Christmas cookies, and it becomes all about the food, and it's really not St. Nicholas's Day. It's not really about the food. It's about the connection. It's about the love. It's about the spirit. You know, you make a connection, you get into the attitude of gratitude, and really appreciate the fact that you have what you have, and you have community. We are here as a community to support you if you don't have a like-minded community in your own town. And that's why I do these things, because I really want everybody to have this place to go. I was just listening about something about community. There were some statistics on that loneliness is as dangerous as cigarette smoking when it comes to your health, right? So get in a community. Get with your family. If you don't have, if you're estranged from family, that's true for a lot of people. Figure out the community. And that's why we provide these communities online for people who don't have them locally. For those who are local, we have a local meetup group and we meet once a month, usually on the last Saturday of the month, but this time it's on the fourth Saturday of the month. I think it's the one right before Christmas. David says, what are your favorites between Locum, Lacuma, monk fruit drops, Yacon syrup? Does it depend on personal preference? Yeah, it depends on how you react to them. Lohan and monk fruit are the same. Lohan can come in powder, or you can get it in drops. I use both. It just depends on my use. Lacuma, you need a lot more to get a sweetness to it. So I use that more like in a cake-like dessert. I would use Lacuma. Yacon syrup, be careful of it, can be highly processed, so, and it can be sweet, so test your blood sugar with it. So blessings to you too. Diana says blessings to all and have a safe and happy holiday season. Same to you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I'm going to open the line so I can hear your voices.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.